Blog Talk Radio.
Hell yeah, you gotta come up. And they can get that you pay them bills.
Got you, guys. Next time, you gotta have my edibles.
That was a threat. Don't let him sit in that chair.
You want to say, hey, I'm going to stop because you like the product.
Then we should.
We can be comfortable.
There you go. On that joint, you know what I mean? Let that bitch breathe, Zig. Zig, you're definitely phenomenal. Welcome back to the show. But, you know what I mean? This is a decoy. Real easy. Yeah, everybody was bouncing their head. I fucked with that leak. Was liking that joint. Everybody was damn. Yeah. We play that good music. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's real official. For those that don't know who you is, introduce yourself. And my toucan voice.
Hey, man, I go by the name of the artist. I I like to say I'm from Uptown, but I lived everywhere in Philly, man. So I'm just from Philly.
That's okay.
I like bringing that shit in.
That's
I don't consider myself just a barber. I do it, you know what I'm saying?
You can't sing. Let me hear you sing right now. What was you ever singing? This nigga be rapping. Did y'all hear him rapping on that song? See, you don't even look like a singer. You like motherfucking.
It's like
Tory Lanez mixed with Philly and shit. Like,
ain't nothing wrong with that. He said he do it all.
I just like making music, so like the singing part coming, I ain't no Luther Vandross, but I like
who would you say is like Drake compared to, like, so you mean like you harmonize or you really can sing?
I would say more so harmonize. Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So right. I ain't going.
Yeah, no, you know I run studios. I'm like, let's get the lingo together. Cause this guy.
You gotta hear my R&B shit though. That shit
can work. Okay, R&B. You can send me some R&B.
No, I ain't sending no R&B.
You cheating? I need exclusives. This Philly Shine Radio. We need exclusives over here. Yeah, we need some exclusives. You know what I mean? But the music that you sent me, what is Smoke on? Is this just a single?
Oh, yeah. Smoke Break. That's the newest thing I put out. I just put it out. You know this. Just
damn
consistent. And so it was something that I had. I'm like, I might as well just put it out. I think I might stop it. Might as well just drop the music.
Who's gonna stop you?
Nobody.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's how I go. But I think out of the songs that, you know, that I sent, the one that's Connect, man, that's my favorite song. And I love performing that shit.
That's the, now I was gonna say, like, you know, what I know you best for is performing.
Yeah.
And then even seeing you now and seeing you all grown up, because I've known you for years. Like, you definitely got the adult face now. What would you say you've learned from, you know what I mean, being in the industry and even from Philly so long, and like now still doing it strong and giving out great music for real?
What I learned is just believing in yourself. Like, over the years, like, I stopped believing in myself. So I stopped dropping music. It was like a little layover time. I felt like I wasted a lot of time doing that.
Right.
But you know what, it just takes inspiration, man. Just singing like, damn, like, why did I stop? And once I got the ball rolling, then things started really happening. I'm like, oh, damn, all right, now it's on the extra time. So it's all about just progressing.
And I got one word for you, and it's like a big word, Fatiana. Like, does not to take nothing away from how good Blueface looks and, you know, the fact that he wants to grind and do his thing. That song is trash, you know what I mean? Like, but everybody's loving it. And I think that's a testament of you always need promotion with your music, you know what I mean? Like, if you're not promoting it and people don't get a chance to check it out, because people like to hear fun music no matter what you're talking about. Like, we're going to have some fun. We in that all day, you know what I mean? Like, oh, yeah, I'm here for the fun. You know what I mean? Bust it down, Tatiana, like. I can't even say it like you say it, this shit.
I think I heard that song a second. Yeah, to be honest.
I only listened to it, the whole thing, today, because I was letting my godchild's mother. I call her my baby mom. It's my baby. But when I say baby mom, people are like, oh, you gay? No, it's not. Uh-huh. I can't have baby with another woman, dummy. But, you know what I mean? But I guess you can.
I mean, yeah.
Do lesbian girls call each other baby moms, like, when they have kids?
I don't know what they call each other.
That's a question. We're going to answer that question.
That's a good question.
You know, even next week, we're even having more sex topics on Tuesday. So I hope you're ready, Lee. You know what I mean? We're going to have a sex podcast. And that's going to be one of my questions. Like, do lesbians call each other baby moms? Like, no, it's my baby mom. Yeah, like, they die? people, it's just like some gay men, like, you all hang it. So it is what it is. Each his own. But that wasn't the question. We just were making love. You know what I mean? I was talking about their songs. I think I'm being out. And being so heavy, like, are you only talking about it? Like, was it just because you turned on the radio in the car or what?
I was like,
what the fuck?
It's not my taste.